You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders takes in a fine dining experience in Boston's famed North End.
The famed North End of Boston is barely a third of a square mile in area. It's packed with more than 100 restaurants, wine bars, and bakeries. It also contains Old North Church and Paul Revere's house. North End is Beantown's oldest residential area, home to immigrants since the 1630s when the Pilgrims arrived. North End became the preferred neighborhood to a heavy population of Italian immigrants in the early 20th century, a trend that has continued. Italian is spoken almost as often as English in the North End. You can close your eyes and imagine you're in Europe, though I don't recommend it. The traffic is pretty heavy to be walking with eyes closed. Hanover Street, the main drag, is narrow and congested. We traveled to North End while on vacation in Boston and New England in search of a delicious lunch. That's not hard to accomplish anywhere in Boston, one reason we love this city and show up most every summer. But on this day, we were searching for Italian cuisine. On the advice of the hotel's concierge, we stopped for lunch at a venerable but reasonably priced establishment. I suspect we could have stopped most anywhere in Hanover Street and had a great meal. But this place was perfect, relatively uncrowded, elegant table settings, a few tables filled with Italian families, an attentive waiter, and windows open to let in the cool breeze and patter of the North End. The luxury of dining somewhere without air conditioning, the windows open, and not sweating profusely is a big reason we're in New England. We ate outside nearly every meal, delighting in an unseasonably cool week, even for the North. Two tables at the rear of the restaurant were occupied by middle-aged to elderly Italian families. A minor ruckus erupted about halfway through our linguine and shrimp entree, accompanied by tomato and mozzarella slices sandwiched together with basil, best drizzled in olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and washed down with a glass of red Italian wine. A fellow stood up, bellowing at another man in the far corner. "No, Franco," he said, "you can't pick up our check. I won't allow it." Franco was having none of it, hands clasped comfortably across his girth. He'd already paid. The other man protested a bit more, complaining that Franco had just paid for a half dozen meals, and can you believe that? Then everybody hugged and cheek-kissed, and the paid-for party departed. We enjoyed the exchange as we finished our plates, leaving nothing behind. The waiter appeared with three shot glasses containing a yellow, slushy drink. How nice, I thought. A bit of gelato to settle one's digestion. Except it was actually limoncello, a delicious Italian liqueur. We sipped it cautiously. I asked the waiter how we had become the recipients of the limoncello. He nodded in the direction of Franco. "Franco, the boss. He sent it over." We dispatched Abby, our beautiful daughter, over to say thank you and hug his neck. "Mi bella," he said, "my dear." Old men will not turn down a hug from a pretty girl. We raised our glasses in thanks to Franco. He nodded and smiled, waved slightly. I have no idea what Franco is the boss of. The restaurant? The North End? Maybe something else? We waddled away to stop it at Mike's Pastry a few doors down, home of the cannoli. The concierge had advised us to crowd our way to the counter, since most of those milling around were only observers. We did so, and came away with a cannoli and cups of gelato. It was time for a siesta, so we caught a cab back to the hotel. When in Rome, or the North End.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.